Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, 619-0609, you're live on the air.
Hello, Armand, can you hear me?
Hey, talk to me. Yes, yes.
Yes, I have some tea that relates to this story.
Okay.
I thought you should know about. It's really important. It's about Kelsey. I think I chatted you earlier, but I'm not sure if you got it.
What's the tea?
Well, the tea is that Kelsey was paid off by Tori, and they have proof.
Who had proof?
And I can show you two. I can show you two items if you have an email, or I can have you look them up right now.
Okay, I can look them up right now. Send them to my DM.
Okay, hold on. If you want to do this on air, so you can have someone approve it. I know you saw the Neighborhood Talk post yesterday, right? About Kelsey missing the deposition. Okay,
yes.
If you Google right now, go to Google, look up Kelsey's lyrics, Bussin' Back.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to show you how it connects. I'm going to show you right now. That's why she skipped the deposition, because they have proof, and that's why she's being forced. That Tori actually paid her off for her silence, that they have proof that she got the $1 million.
Okay, I'm on the lyrics.
Go down and look where it says the producers who produced the beat.
Uh-huh, give me a second.
I'm going to show you how it all connects. That's why she's
okay,
scared to show up.
Okay, please do. I'm on Genius. I don't see.
Yeah, go to Genius. It should say, like, Will No Sleep or Avo No Sleep.
Will No Sleep, Avo No Sleep, uh-huh.
Okay, so do you know who those producers are? Those are her baby daddy's producers.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually look underneath, do you see where it says it's samples, joke by me, by Tory Lanez? If you keep going under where the song is at, do you see that? Where it says producers, it should say underneath where she sampled his song.
Just say producers.
No, when you keep going down, she actually sampled Tori's song, and it got cleared by Tori.
Okay, yeah, I don't see that on here, but okay. Oh, written,
you see it?
Okay, Bussin' Back samples on me by Tori Lanez. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to show you the proof, because I got some tea from someone. They're connecting that they got proof that if you actually look at the date, the song came out first, her song, the diss track came out first. Then Tori let her sample it. He gave her permission. He released the Jokes on Me exactly 2 months after on his album. And if you actually click out, go to Kelsey Baby Dad's IG page, and the little thing, it says those two producers are his producers. And they connected the Darian No Sleep, her baby daddy. If you look, the same producers on there are those his producers.
Okay. So you're saying the Jokes on Me. Jokes on Me.
No, the Jokes on Me is Tori's song, but I'm saying the producers who produce it, those are her baby daddy's producers.
Right.
I don't know if you can go to his IG page. It says it
no,
like
I
right
know,
there.
No, I know D-Boy. We follow each other. I know his baby.
Okay.
I know
those are his producers, right? And so they have proof that the what is it called? The studio that they use was Carl Crawford's studio.
Oh, okay.
And Tori sent the money through the back channels. Yeah, that's why she didn't show up, and she's being
what does the $1 million have to do with it? Because Tori cleared the sample.
Oh, because in the court they have – oh, if you read the story yesterday, this is a tea that I got. I'm not going to give my source. Is that they funneled it through someone through 1501 so they wouldn't go directly to Kelsey. Because remember how Tori was connected to Carl and them were hanging out?
Uh-huh.
How he's close to, like, Carl Crawford, Jay Prince and them?
Yes.
If you read the story yesterday on Neighborhood Talk, that's why Megan wants the text messages between her and Tori, because they have texts that allegedly of Kelsey and Tori talking about they're using kind of code, like, oh, when we should meet here. That's why Meg's not being friends with her, because they met at the hotel, and they try to say it was over Kelsey getting her clothes, but it was actually to talk about the money and who they can give it to, not directly to Kelsey, but someone from 1501. And they think they have proof that it's through some of, like, the producers or someone on the case. That's why I told you to look at the lyrics. Why would she be this? You know what I'm saying? The connection. Why would Tori be giving Kelsey's song, allegedly the shooter, Why would you be? Why would he let her sample?
Why would he let you sample that song?
I mean, they were still cool after the shooting.
Because y'all are now in cahoots together. But does that mean that you took the message? Well, Kelsey was obviously compromised. Kelsey was obviously compromised at some point because she did change.
She took the money. They have. From what I heard, is they have proof of a $200,000 payment. That's what I heard.
Mm.
It was supposed to be she gets $300,000 before the trial. That's why she. People said, well, she. What is it? Plus the fit or the immunity deal? The immunity is because she got money. That was the crime.
Mm.
She got money from court. And this is all supposed to come out. So, you know, that's why it's funny when you hear people talk like, oh, you know, why is she messing with her? She took money. It was all to mess with Meg's character to make her look like a liar. So if Tori got off, she would get the other $500,000 after it. And then she would go straight into the court case with Carl. And if you notice, Carl, they were supposed to go to court in January. He has been pushing the trial back 5 times. They were just supposed to go to court on the 7th. He pushed it back again to the 21st. And that's all public record.
So they still haven't went to court and finished
this
out.
Remember, they were supposed to go to court in January after the trial?
Yes.
Carl Crawford has pushed back the trial 4 times. He asked for 4 continuances, just like Tori was doing. Remember how they could have been had it done? He kept pushing it back. So she was supposed to go on the 7th, this Monday. He actually, when they went, he pushed it back to the 21st. And then the paper comes out yesterday, remember, on the neighborhood talk, that Kelsey's going to be held in contempt because she didn't show up for the deposition, because in the deposition, they're supposed to videotape her and ask her questions about the text messages from Tori, the diss track, all connected to 1501. And the legislature, they have proof of that.
Well, child, we're going to get into some things.
I was telling people in the thing, I was like, I said, tell everyone over the calls, because I wanted you to see the producers. You know, Kelsey, she's known in the industry, but she's not a recording artist. So that's, and then if you actually, and you remember how she said that, her baby daddy, he was trying to say, oh, it was another Darian Smith, right? I actually have proof of that, too. Yes, there is another Darian Smith that works there. But if you actually, right now, if you can go to, well, you're not going to do it now. You can do it later. Look up D-Boy Talks 1501 on YouTube. He talks about working with Carl Crawford.
I've literally met him before. I met him with Carl Crawford and Erica Banks at the house in Atlanta. D-Boy No Sleep.
Yeah.
That is her DJ and was like her manager. So
he worked
that's
for
definitely his name.
1501 in 2020.
I don't
he
know
worked,
if he works for 1501 anymore,
it.
Though, because he did in 2020
well,
for sure
saying.
He did.
And that's what I'm saying. You see, they're saying that he did it. And if you look at the date, that's the time of when the tracks came out.
Right. So I'm telling you, I believe you. I know this. I was there. I was with them. Not
yeah, and
the
they
track,
allegedly
but
have
I was
proof
there.
Of
I know
talking
him.
About 200K. To give to her to muddy up the trial to get Tori off. That's why she acted like she couldn't remember. You don't find it funny that she clearly remembered everything Meg did, but didn't remember nothing Tori did. That's why she's crying and she skipped out.
All right, let me take another call. That was some hot tea. I got it. I got it.
One more thing.
Yes.
One more thing. Also about the letters too. I don't know why people are taking the letters seriously. Like it's. Those are his friends. I mean, and at the end of the day, most people don't support women. I mean, everyone knows Tori is violent. He's had bodyguards take gun cases for him. So it's not like they're acting like Tori's not, like, done anything wrong. He's a violent person. It's just people sticking up for black men as usual. That's what we do in our community. It's not like no one's sticking up for her. Like, Meg has plenty of people who stick up for her. They don't have to publicly say it because in this industry, if you go against men, it looks like if the women say certain things, they don't want to work with you. I mean, people support rappers that kill people, shot people, assault women. So I don't know why people are acting shocked like it's a big deal. That's just how it is. I mean, come on, they're saying Free Thug, and allegedly he's supposed to have killed people.
Hey, okay. You keep going, Thank you, boo. All right, 8631, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Hey, what's up, Amon?
Hey, how are you? What did you think about letters?
I thought the letters were crazy. Iggy, she throwing all of this. She name dropping Beyonce. She name dropping Britney Spears. Like, did she go on tour with Beyonce? Was that a thing?
I don't know, Jeff.
But yeah, I feel like I want to talk about Meg a little bit. I just feel like when Meg first came out, I really liked her music because I thought that she was like a fun girl. She was somebody like, I was like, oh, I would want to be friends with her type. But then after all this stuff came out in the case, found out she was sleeping with Kelsey, it just made me look at her differently. So I'm just wondering, like, where she's going to take her brand after this.
Okay, period. We'll see. I don't know. I think that's interesting because I'm just not sure if people are really sold on Megan Thee Stallion. I don't know if the public is just all the way feeling her. And this is only after day one. I think the 10 years got a lot of people already feeling like, I don't know if it was worth it. And it was not clear enough that he did it. So people are not feeling 10 years. They would have been okay with five.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't feeling 10 years either, and it's not,
but you know,
no,
I feel like people are not feeling 10, but to be fair, I feel like the reason why you would feel 5 over 10, because you feel like, oh, he can do 5 and get out, it's nothing, she still lied, whatever, they just got him, another black man. But 10, you feel like, oh, they got him, that nigga really finna pay for this.
Yeah, and I think that's what Iggy was talking about. She was talking about prison reform, like, don't give him a life-ending sentence, especially since it seemed like Megan was okay, like she was in the club twerking a week later, you know, like 5 years. He shot, I don't think he purposely shot her, but he was shooting, you know, give him his time. But, you know, like that really is a life-ending sentence.
It's definitely a career-ending sentence for sure. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, let me take another call. 7346, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I'm great. Definitely want to get into Iggy.
Yes.
The performance.
Wasn't
like,
it everything?
The performance in that almost 4-page letter.
Wow. Did you catch it?
The performance. Like, Iggy Aaliyah. Sis.
Okay. I guess he never abused her, but that doesn't mean that August and Meg and didn't Dream Doll come out and say that he was, like, super aggressive?
Yes,
too?
Yes.
Like,
and Ace, yeah.
Like, and he supposedly has, like, an ex somewhere that said the same thing, that he was abusive. But whatever. Maybe he don't hit white women. That's not But I'm off the Australian Great White. I'm done with her. As far as Megan, though, I feel like personally, and I missed a live yesterday, when it comes to her career, maybe I'm immature and maybe I'm like thinking about it this way, like, or like the right way. I feel like personally, she is going to go into pop and she is going to get that, you know, that white coin, because you know what they're going to do with her. She's a victim, so they're really going to boost her, you know, over there. However, I don't want her to, like, fade off out of hip-hop and let, like, all this, like, Tory support and all this stuff, like, kind of, like, push her out of hip-hop.
Because
she eats. Like, when it comes down to rap, like, lyricism and, like, music talent, her and Nicki, that's for me. Like, those girls eat. And I feel like those really, like, you've been saying it, the only two that I feel like can go kind of toe-to-toe back and forth a few times, even if somebody is taking away the W at the end of it. Like, but I feel like Megan is somebody that can keep up. I feel like, personally, when Megan does drop another hip-hop track, I don't think she needs to come out with no, like, shake it, drop it, like, none of that. I think she needs to come out on her bully, like, for real. I think she needs to be very aggressive, and I think she needs to spare nobody that was talking about her throughout this entire process, including Miss Minaj. So, like, when she comes back, she needs a response to whatever that was back in, I don't know when she dropped Red Ruby.
Okay, yeah, we're not making this about Nicki.
Drake,
okay, bye. Bye, bye,
I know,
bye.
But
not
still.
Nicki, not Nicki, not, like, love you, though, but not Nicki, because we're going way over there. All right, 8840, last caller, we wrapping it.
Hi, Armand.
Hey.
I was just listening to you reading back Iggy Azalea's, like,
yeah.
What? I am flabbergasted. She's see, like, wow, like, I know she has a, like, she was popping at one point, but to make it sound like this is me, like, I'm that girl, like, I was really shocked
at you. That was like, this is my, I'm white, this is my privilege. Hear me and understand.
Yeah,
like, she turned on the white and red, white and rich.
I was literally, my mouth, like, I was literally shocked when you were reading it. I was like, wow, this, are we talking about the same Iggy Azalea? Like, I know she was popping, but wow, like, just say, you know, I don't know. I mean, it could have been all facts, but just hearing it, you would think this girl is popping, like, right now. Oh, my goodness. Wow. But anyway, besides that.
What did you think about Mario reaching out?
Who?
Mario, the singer.
I didn't hear you read his. Did you read his
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I read Mario. Okay, so what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to, you had said something about Mario. I thought you meant like it was a different Mario. I didn't realize it was a singer Mario. But yeah, I was going to say that it's crazy how this all has panned out. Like that lady talking about Kelsey, like for some reason, I know she sounded frazzled, but it kind of does make sense. Because like when I heard about that plea deal or whatever, or like she'd have to speak or something, I was like, but what is she so afraid of? To take, like, that kind of immunity. And, I mean, honestly, immunity. And now I think about it, I'm like, is she telling the truth about that? That kind of makes more sense.
Well, I think at this point now, Megan is hell-bent on proving that Kelsey stole that, took the money.
Yeah. I don't know.
So she's not going to stop until she can prove it.
Yeah. But anyway, besides that, I just wanted to say that this case has been crazy, but the only thing I think everyone got, like, justice. Because everyone knows now that Megan is a backstabbing whore. I think that Kelsey has shown that she can, when it comes to money, even though she was the victim, in my opinion, in terms of, like, being backstabbed, I think she has also, if it's true about the money thing, she's shown her hand. That's that. And, yeah, Tori, at the end of the day, why'd you take a gun out? I mean, that's so, at the end of the day, you're violent. You have a history of being violent. So you do need to go to jail for 10 years. It's like everyone got what, like, Megan is vindicated, but people know how she is as a person now. So it's like everybody got what they, like, it all comes together. Whether you think he should have, like, he should be in jail, whatever, at the end of the day, he has a past of being violent, and he took a gun out for what? So at the end of the day, no matter what, either way, he wanted to do it on purpose, he shot on purpose or by accident. If you want to, like, play this street thing and not, like, snitch on people, then take the consequence for that. If you really think that Kelsey did it and he's, like, trying to have her back, well, then that's his consequence. If you want to, like, do street cred over a woman and, like, risk 10 years and you have a child, then so be it. So I think everybody got what is fair.
Period. I kind of agree.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great night. All right. So we're going to end it right there.